We are on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, towards the end of the Amud. Amar Ravuna, this is four lines before the lines start getting wide, at the small bays of the Eimishpat. Amar Ravuna. A person should not pour beer from tamarim. He should not pour this beer into a glass. Bitsibyasa means that they had some sort of a sieve made out of thin pieces of wood or straw. The reason they used to pour from the keli, where they made the beer in, when they used a sieve, because the sheicha was very thick, and therefore they needed such a type of a sieve that they wanted a lot of the sheicha to go through. The thick parts they didn't want to go through, but they wanted, that's why they used such a sort of a sieve. So one should not pour this beer. It's a vyasa in a keli that has these small pieces of wood or straw, which is holding back the thick sediment. Ba'uta at night. You shouldn't pour this at night. Why? Dilme porish le'el mitzivyasa. Maybe there are some teloim that were in this beer. And when he pours it into the keli, so the teloim, kozman, they were in the beer, their mutter, this is teloim shebekelim, as we had learned before, these teloim were nisgadol, nisrabe, from the keli, spontaneous generation, or it looks like it was spontaneous generation, that it grew from the mashke. So Kol's man, one drinks the mashke, and he drinks the b'mokim giduloi, one is permitted to drink these teloim also. But if he's pouring it into another keli, and there's something that could be held back the teloim, this was at night, he didn't see exactly what happened while he was pouring the beer into the keli. Is Dilme Porish Lael Mitzivyosa. So maybe some of these Teiloim did not go straight through. No, they were Porish and they were on top of this sieve, this makeshift sieve. So Mamela, they were already Porish from the Mayim Shebekeli and they became Nesa. Bahadur Nafil Lekasa, he comes in the morning, he did not see exactly what happened when he poured it, he did not see that there were teloim that had settled on top of the tzivyos, on top of the tziv, he doesn't know what happened. Then later he comes in the morning and he sees these teloim which are in the beer, now they fell back into the kais. And he thinks they never were polished from the kais. And he's going to go and drink this beer, and there'll be oiver, v'havi oiver, mishum sheretz, ha-sheretz al-horetz. Let us see what Rashi says. Shicho shel tmorim hu, u'metsuyin bohem teloim, the Rashi and the Rif is geiris, metsuyin bo teloim. Behem, it would seem it's going on tmorim, that the tamarim have teloim, and then the beer would zicha be also, because it was nizgadol beperi, and it was pirish from the peri. So then there's no shaila. We don't need this whole scenario. No, metziyim bo teloim. That means teloim grow in the beer, and these teloim which find themselves in the beer, these are mutadika teloim. That's like we learned that the teloim Shebemayim, Shebekelim, it's Nisgadol, in this Mayim, it is, they are Mutter, so Lavdavke Mayim, who is in any other Mashke that Teloim grow in, it is Mutter. Bitziv Yosso Tzivi Shemesaninim Oysom Derech Eitzim Vekashim Dakim. These are small, thin pieces of wood or straw that they were Mesanin, the beer, that all the sediment should not go into the Kailish. So he should not do this Bo'urte. He should not do this at night. Why? She im tipel teilas ala kashim. If a teilas will fall on this kashim, lo yirena. At night he doesn't see what happens. Umisham tipel likli, and the teilas that fell on this kashim will now fall into the kli. Ulemachol kshi yirena. The next day he comes to this money that he had poured in last night. And he sees the teiloim swimming around in the sheikha. Yehei sova, he'll be under the impression, shloyot samin ha-sheikha lekashim. He'll think that it's poured in straight into the second keli, so it is still in the sheikha. It never separated from the sheikha. He won't realize what had happened. The teilas ha-mayim buteres kidamorim. And we had learned that the teiloim which grow in water, we're speaking about small teiloim that grow in water, are mutter, you're allowed to eat them, even though they don't have simon etar, you're allowed to eat them. So therefore, Rav Huna said, you should not do this at night, because if you do this at night, you won't see exactly what happened, and it could very well be that these shrotzim are also, these are shrotzim that were pirish. These are teiloim that were pirish from the sheikha, and after they're pirish, the zikha also. The whole heter is only cold man, they're still in the mayim or the sheikha. And could be here they were pirish on top of this tziv. That was a member of Rav Huna. So the Gemara asked, Ihochi, Bemono nami dilma porish ledafta demone. So the Gemara asked Rav Huna, if we'll see the Ihochi will explain in a minute. Ihochi, if that is right what you're saying, that it becomes nesa by being on top of the siv, the tzivyosa, which is over the keli, you're telling me it becomes nesa. This is called pirish. Is Dilma Porish Ledafna Demona. So all the time, when we have Teiloim that were Nisgadol B'mayim, that were Nisrabe B'mayim, how is one allowed to drink the water with these Teiloim? Maybe these Teiloim were Porish from the water to the Doifin. They went over the water level. And they were creeping on the doifin, so they were Polish already. And then it fell back into the mona. So he answered him, we'll come back soon to understand what the machshin held. But that was the kasha. The kasha was that if you are machadish, that Polish is also, and it was Polish on the sieve, it's also. So all the time, how can you drink mayim shevet teiloim? And here, I don't know what happened, but I have to be chayish. Maybe this happened. Maybe I wasn't watching it, and it was dark, and maybe that these teiloim were polish on the tzibyosa. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. So he asked them, so all the time, how are you allowed to eat? Are you allowed to drink water in a keli that there's teiloim in it? Maybe they were polish to the doifen of the keli. So he answered him, Hosam Hainu Revise. So he says, no, the doifen of the keli, in which the water was to begin with, they grew in this keli. And the doifen is considered a chelik of the makim where they grew in. That means you can't have water alone. Water has to be held by a keli. So the keli with the water, that's makim gidulam. So it's not considered that they were pirish mi makim gidulam. That means in the water and in the inside chelik of the daifin, that's called makim revise. If they'll go on the outside daifin, That's not called Mokim Revise. But the inside Daifin, this is called Mokim Revise. And therefore, this is called Mokim Revise. And therefore, that's why it's Mutter. But the Sif, you're pouring it into another Keli. And now there's a new entity over here. There's a Sif that held back the Telat. This Sif is not Mokim Revise. The sin is not Mokim Revise, and therefore, so this is called Pirish. It was Pirish mi Mokim Gidulai, and therefore that's why it is us. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. How do I know there's a concept of Mokim Revise? The Sanya, we learned Minayim LeRabbis Boirois. We learned that Boyrois Sichin Umaorois Sheshoiche Vishoise Mehem, that a person could go and bend down into these Boyrois and drink from it, and he doesn't have to restrain himself, even though very well there could be Toiloim that were in this Gadol in this Boyr. So we learned that one is permitted to drink water from Boiris. So let's be afraid over there. The same kasha you asked me, let us be afraid, how you allowed to drink the teloim shebemayim shebekelim, let us be afraid that the teloim will polish to the darkness. So I'll prove to you, I answered you that that's called Mokim Giduloi. So, and I'm proving it to you because the halacha is you're allowed to drink from the Mayim Sheba Boiris. So we have here the same problem. Maybe this Teloim also went on the walls of the Boir Vahadanofel. Allah Heino Revise. Ochinami Heino Revise. So Mamela, it's Haina Revise. So I'd like to explain a little. There's a Mordeke Teres Chaim that explains this Gemara. And there's a Mordeke problem over here. Let us understand the problem. Ravune said that it's also if the Teilat was on top of the Tzivyosa, on top of this makeshift sif. It's also. He said it's also because it's Pirish. It was Pirish from the Mayim, so it's also. Now, they asked on Rav Huneh, if it's also, so all the time you have Mayim Shebekelim, let us be afraid maybe the Telas was Pirish from the Mayim and went on the Daifin. So, what was the Sfor of the Makshin? What did he hold? Why does he disagree with Rav Huneh? I mean, that's problem number one. And problem number two, yes, the Makashe by Mayim Shebedoy, by the Doifen of the Keli. So he brought him a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you're allowed to drink the Mayim Shebedoy. So let's be afraid that the Telas went on the Doifen of the Boyer. Why do you have to talk about Boyeris? We have enough in the Pasuk, Mayim Shebekelim is also Mutter. There's a Pasuk, we learned that yesterday. Mayim Shebekelim is Mutter. Why did he jump to Boyeris? He brings a Pasuk of Boyeris. We learned Mayim Shebekelim is also. So why is Mayim Shebekelim Mutter? Maybe the Telas went from the Mayim to the Doifen. The Gemara is very schwer. So the Teres Chaim says, Amir de Kipshat. The Teres Chaim says that the Makshin disagreed vehemently with Rav Huneh. Rav Huneh said a shtik teire that the teilat that goes, that went on the sif, that teilat became also because it's sheret hasheret al ha'oretz. The Makshin, no, that's not called sheret hasheret al ha'oretz. I'm sorry. You have a keli and there's a sif. There's a sieve on top of the keli, which is a dober hametaltel. That's not called sheretz hasheretz al ha'oretz. I will see later in the sugya. The iser is sheretz hasheretz al ha'oretz. It was pirish from the mayim, and it went al ha'oretz. We'll have later a whole sugya. If you have a telas and a peri, it's mutter. If the telas went out of the peri al ha'oretz, it's sheretz hasheretz al ha'oretz. It has to go al ha'oretz. This is not sheretz ha-sheretz ha-loretz. It went on the sieve. There's a sieve on top of a keili. There's no oretz. It never reached the oretz. That's what the Makshin held. But he said, you, Rabun, you are Mechadish, no. As long as the left Mokim Giduloi, that's called Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz. So he said, say, Mezai by a Keili, it's also should be called Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz. That means, he says, I hold as follows. I hold that Keili is not Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz. Kozman, it doesn't go to the Oretz. It's not Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz. But you say, a Sif is also Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz, even though it didn't reach the Oretz Mepoyu. So that was his kasha. So he says every mayim shebekalim is also should also be yosa. So if he would bring him the pasuk mayim shebekalim is mut, he says, you know why it's mut? Because you're wrong. It's not sheretz hasheretz al haaretz. The keli is not al haaretz. Okay. I want to show you that you're wrong. So therefore, Rabuni, they bring a rayim from mayim shebeboyre. Mayim shebeboyreis, if the sheretz left the water and went on the wall, they had sheretz hasheretz al haaretz. The boyer is karke. It's a boyer bekarke. So he asked him, so why there is it mutter? Let's be afraid maybe it went on the wall. So the teretz is, Ainerevise, the place where the teilas grew. So this whole area, the Mayim Sheboy and the Doifen Sheboy, this is called Mokim Gidulei. So it was never a Pirish Mi Mokim Gidulei. So therefore he brought a Raya to his Yesod. That you can't say that it's Mutter by Keli because it's not Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz. If that would be the reason, so by virus it should be also. No, the reason is because this whole area is called Mokim Gidulai, and if it's Mokim Gidulai, so Mamela, so it's not called Pirish, it was not Pirish, Mi Mokim Gidulai. Alahaina Revisai, this is Mokim Gidulai. Let us, we didn't see the whole Rashi. The Kavim Mishim Sheretz HaSheretz also, even the Rochsha, the Holcha, Tzas, Alakashim, since it started moving, we see from Rashi, we'll see Keseda, that it has to move a little bit. Sheretz Al Ha'oretz, it's moving a little bit Al Ha'oretz. The Holcha, Tzas, Alakashim, Nasish Sheretz Ha'oretz, even though it didn't touch the ground, it's still on the Kashim. So he asked him, so if that's called Pirish, so by Amon and Mayim Shebekeli also it should be considered Pirish. So he said, no, inside the Keli, Hainu Revise, that's where it grew. That's where it was Niskadu. Uchemi Shaloi Pirsha Min HaMayim. This is equivalent, the whole Keli, the whole inside of the Keli, over the water level is still consider this is Mokim Gidulei, so it's not called Pirish. So that's why it's Mutter. Omalei Rav Chisde, Tanya de Messiah. So Rav Chisde, Omalei Rav Chisde, Ravune, Tanya de Messiah. I'll bring you a Raya. What's the Raya? Kol HaSheretz, HaSheretz Al Ha'oretz. Says Hasheretz, Hasheretz al Oretz, LeRabois Yavchushim Shesinino. So it says over here that Yavchushim is type of gnats that are in the water. So we learn out if he was Misanin, and this went on the sieve, Yavchushim Shesinino. So, if you were Mesanin, so the Yavchushin are also. That's called Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz. So you see, even though it's on the Dova, it's only on the Siv, it is also also, even though it's a Dova, a Metaltel, that's number one. Time of the Sinanon, it's also, Holoi Sinanon Shori, because it is considered Mokim Gidulai. So, Lechayre, you see both Yesoides. You see, number one, that sinanon is also. So you see, so just like I said, sivyosa is also, because that's called a telash shepiresh. So you see here, sinanon is also, that's called a telash shepiresh, even though it's a davar metalto, it's not, it's still called al horet. Call a sheret a sheret al horet. The Baraisa says that's called sheret a sheret al horet, even though it's on the sip. And time of the sinanon, Allah is sinning on Shari, and we don't have to be afraid. Maybe the Yavchushim went on the walls of the Keli. So you see, because that's called Mokim Giduloi, and that is not considered Pirish. Omar, what does Rashi say? Yavchushim kimin yutushim dakim anim tzois b'maltefei shal yayin. But again, it came from the yayin. It came from the yayin, which theoretically is mutter, because it was nizgadol b'mayim, and the holiness is only if it was sinana. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, and we hear this memory of Shmuel before, kishois, pumpkin squashes, shehitliya b'ibel. It became wormy when it was mechubel, when this squash, this pumpkin, was mechubel lekarke. Asura mishum hasheretz hasheretz al horet. So it's also al sheretz hasheretz al horet, even though it wasn't pirish from the kishois, we open up a mechubadike kishois and we find worms in it. It wasn't pirish. So this is also mishum hasheretz hasheretz al horet. So what does Rashi say? What is he saying? Bibeho bioido mechuberes sheretz ha'oretzi. Since the peri is mechuber la'oretz, so this is called sheretz ha'oretz v'asura teras lechem. This is called sheretz ha'sheretz al'oretz, even since it is in the peri, and the peri is mechuber la'oretz, so it's considered like this is a sheretz ha'sheretz al'oretz v'asura teras lechem. The kivin de mahaleches besoich hakishos. Rashi seems to be saying that in sheretz hasheretz it has to walk around a little bit. Now kivin de mahaleches besoich hakishos. The worms are walking in the kishos. Vehi mechuberes bekarke, and the kishos are mechuber lekarke. So the chiddush of Shmuel was having kemaleches on gabi karke. So it's called maleches on gabi karke. Avol hitliya laachamikam. But what is after the kishos work at all, and then they became wormy, muteres. So then it's mutter. That's not sheretz hasheretz al horet. It was hitliya bepeiri. Muteres hashetetzi lave. Kol zman. It is in the peiri. That's not sheretz hasheretz al horet. That was the chiddush of Shmuel. Look, the Gemara leima mesayile. So have a raya to Shmuel. The Tani Choda, we learned one baraisa, sheretz hasheretz al horet. Lahoitzi es hazizim shebadashim. These are certain types of insects in adashim in lentils. Ves hayitushim shebeklisim. Yitushim is a different type of an insect. That shebeklisim, where klisim is chickpeas. Vetelash shebetmorim shebegroigres. So one beraisa says al haoretz. The Isra is only if it's sheretz hasheretz al ha'oretz, but if you find these insects inside the peiri, the fruit and the vegetable, adashim, klisim, tmorim, it's mutter. That's not called al ha'oretz. V'tanya idoch, we learned a second beraise, kol hasheretz hasheretz al ha'oretz, l'rabois, that kol hasheretz, we're marbe, so, it is a stir between these two, the baraises. The first baraises seems to say, if you find an insect in a vegetable, in a fruit, that's not called sheretz hasheretz al horetz. The second baraises says, that kol sheret ha sheret alot le rabbis to la she be kreizaisim ve she be kregefanim my love idi ve idi be peire. Both of them are speaking about that Yudetelas was found in the peire. The second case that says it's also speaking about that it's mechuba to the Zayis. Tebelashe b'krizaisim means that the Zayis is mechuba le'ikroi. It's mechuba to the tree. So memele, so then it's called sheretz ha-sheretz alorot, like Shmuel said. And the first beraisa that says zizim shebadashim are muta is speaking about v'oshaloi b'ibe, it's not mechuba. So we have a raya to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Loi idi ve'idi be'ibel. Both of them are speaking about that it's mechuba. Shmuel is wrong. And mechuba is also not considered al ha'oretz. The loi kashe, so if both are speaking about mechuba, so what's the difference between the first baraisa, zizim shabadashim, and tilashe be'ikre zaisim? The loi kashe, ha bepeire, ha be'ilone. That the first case, the first baraisa is speaking about yehera telas in the peire, in the adashim, in the klisim, and the peire, even though it's mechubar, it's not considered al ha'oretz. The peire, since it's oimed litleish, it's not going to remain there, so that's not called al ha'oretz. Not like Shmuel. The second case is speaking about that you found the telas in the tree. The tree is considered al ha'oretz already, because the tree is going to remain there. You're not going to cut away the tree. So memele, so could be, it's not like Shmuel. Shmuel was machadish a peiri, that's oimed litloish, lemaisi going to cut off the peiri, afal pikein, basher usham, since it's yoinik, it's called al ha'oretz. That was the chiddush of Shmuel. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that the Reish is speaking about. It's all, the safe says it's also because it's speaking about its mechubel to the tree. It's mechubel to the zayis, it's mechubel to the geffen. So the Gemara says it's no raya from this baraisa. Because could be the baraisa speaking about both cases. The first case that is, it's mutter is also speaking about its mechubel. Both are speaking about be'ibel. La'idi b'idi b'ibel. V'la'ikash o be'peiri o be'ilon. That means if the sheretz is in the peiri, so the peiri does not have a din. The peiri does not have a din of sheretz ha'sheretz alorot, because the peiri will not remain there. The peiri is a medlitlois. So therefore, it's not called sheretz ha'sheretz alorot. Ha'be'ilone, but if we find a sheretz that was nizgadol in the Elon is going to remain there, so then that's called sheretz ha'sheretz alorot. So we're saying, we matched the raya to Shmuel, we're saying a different shot in the baraisa. Ha'be'ilone guf. Deikenami, so the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya that this is the emes of pshat. Not that only a dichui. This is pshat in the baraisa. Diktoni teilas shebe'ikrei zeisim. It doesn't say teilas shebe'zeisim. The teilas is in the ikir of the zayis, in the tree of the zayis. Shebe'ikrei gefanim. So you see, punfakel. So not, it's not a raya to Shmuel, it's a stira to Shmuel. The only case it's also if the telas is in the tree. That's what it says in the Sefer. If the telas is in the tree, then that telas is also. That's called sheretz alorot. That if it's in the tree. But if it's not in the tree, I feel it's mechubel, it's called, it's not called sheretz alorot. Let us see Rashi. Be'ibeho, Ba'oida mechuberes, when the kishais were mechuber to the ground, sheretz ha'oretz, that was the chiddush of Shmuel, it's called sheretz ha'oretz, basura ha'telas lechel, you're not allowed to eat it. The kivin, the mahaleches b'seich ha'kishais, since it's walking in the kishis, v'hi mechuberes b'kalke, and the kishis ha'mechuber l'kalke, ha'bekem ha'leches al gabi kalke. Aval hitli elach mekam oteres at shetaytzi lava. Lohoytzi zizim shabadashim, the metorim, the lava lo oret shirtzim, el besoich adosha. This is mutter because in this is the shritz is not old in the adosha. Zizim, chemin yitushim ein or shabadashim, zizim shmol, each food has its unique type of insects that infest it. Klisim min kitniyas, V'tanya idach kol l'rabois da'asiri, it is also. So the Gemara says, b'peire she'itliyu t'morim e'atzmon. So then it's mutter. That's the first case. B'hobibeo, the second case, asiri, v'siyata d'shmu. So it's a raya d'shmu. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya. Could be idi v'idi b'ibeo k'loima. Hodeshori nami beibel. The first case I said is mutter, speaking about the fellow, the peiri was mechubel. The cholkame delay nafke laavil. Kolzman, it did not leave the peiri, lafsheret saoreti. The light is saying. Both are speaking about mechubel, not like Shmuel. No, it's speaking about hobe peiri, hobe ilon. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisva says, Deka nami diktoni teilas shebeikri zeisen. Mikan medakdek Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Nesano, v'rivo, de'ein haloche kishmu, do makisha is shehitliya be'ibeo asuva. He says, Shmuel said that when it's mechubal, it's also, and we brought a raya that namsham de baraisa. Deikonami diktoni teilas shebeikrei zeisim. The teilas was not in the peiri; it was in the ilo. So punfaker. So from here we see that the only time the teilas is also if it's in the ilon, then it's called sheiret aloret because the ilon is aimed to remain there. But if we find a teilas in a peiri, so then it's mutter because that's not called aloret. That's the Rabbeinu Tam, Ben Esano, Beribo. Baloch is G'doylis, and Bishult is Rabachoy, Poisek Yishmu. They say we passed them like Shmu, from a previous Gemara. Mida Omar, Rav Popa, Le'el Bepirken, we had a memory before. Shma Mino, Mida Rav Hune, from Rav Hune, we can figure out, Ha, the Omar, Shmu, Kishe sheitliya beiber asuri, hani tamri dekade, boser treise yarchi shori. Now let us just say what the ray is from places. The Gemara says before, as follows. Rav Huna said that a worm can only live, the lifespan of a worm is not more than 12 months. He can live 12 months, but after 12 months, cannot live anymore. So the Gemara says, after we have this Yediyah from Rav Huna, he says, what will be if I go and I have, if I'll have Kadam, Tamri de Kadam, I'll have Tmorim, I'll have dates in a Kad, in a pitcher, and they were in this picture more than 12 months. They were in this picture more than 12 months. And I go, so it's after 12 months in the picture, I open it up, and I see it's wormy. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to eat the worms. You're allowed to eat it with the worms, because these worms did not originate when it was mechubah. Because if they originated when it was mechubah, they can't live more than 12 months. And if the tamarim were in the cat already 12 months after it was tolerated, so, and they're still creeping around, these are new worms that originated in the tamarim when they were tolerated, so you're allowed to eat them. So the Gemara says, so it seems the Gemara assumes that Aloche is like Rav Huna, like Shmuel. The Gemara says, but if it's 12 months, now you can eat it. If we don't pass them like Shmuel, so it could be there 2 months, you're allowed to eat it. Because Afilu was Islia, but Mechubah, you're also allowed to eat it, because it's not called Alohim. So you see, the Gemara holds Aloch is like Shmuel. That's what they say. אף על פי שהשעס עושה כאן דיוק מן הברייסה דולוי כשמול, he says, no, but how can you pass him like Shmuel? The Baraisa seems to be saying the only Isser is only if it was Hitliya Behilo. If it's Hitliya, that's the Ikrei Zaysen. I know Lechoyre. That means it's Mashma Lechoyre, not like Shmuel. אבל לשמול נמי יש לישב ולפורש, שתהילה שבעיקרי זייסים, היינו שבזייסים באוידום מחוברים בעיקרו. Doesn't mean that the talas was found in the ikar and the tree of the zeisim. Ikrei zeisim can mean you found in the zeis that was mechubah beikram. That the lashon is ikrei zeisim, zeisim shemechuborim leikram. That's how you could learn shat. Lashon not so much mazay, but Shmuel is not up complaint. Period. So memele we have over here a machlokes if we paskin like Shmuel or not. Umiu. Afilu l'shmul. Now Taisa says another halach. Afilu l'shmul. Shmul says if we have a telas that was nizgadol in a peri that was mechuba. So Shmul said that's called a sheret asheret alore. Umiu afilu l'shmul. In lesser oisan poilin shekoyren puish belaz v'chimtzi shekoyren shabbos. These are types of beans, or chimsi, I think again is chickpeas, shenimtsoim besoichon kegoin yafchushim. Now, afilu, according to Shmuel, will have these beans, which are mechuba, and you find inside of them yafchushim, which are insects, ubetchilas Toldesh shall yavchushim, when this insect starts forming, haklipe mishacheres mibachutz. You want to know if it's a wormy bean, you can tell from the outside where the telas starts forming, it gets black. Uchshemeisirin haklipe, you'll take off the klipe, Nisharim ha-yavchushim tachta. Then you see the yavchushim underneath this black area of these poilim. So Taisva says, and this is still b'mechuba, Ein la-oisron v'loi mitzari mishum ha-sheretz ha-sheretz mishum ha-sheretz ha-sheretz ha-loretz kozman shaloi richashom. So Taisva says, afilu we consider this al ha'aretz, but it has to be able to move a little bit in this fruit. Kozman it didn't move, and v'gam v'kuntres peirish olgabikishu sheitliyu b'yibeh asura, kivin de mahaleches ateilas v'soich ha'kishu zimuchu beres b'karke, avakimaleches olgabikarke. That means everyone agrees it has to move. Ashoyres alos, there has to be some movement. In the beginning, when these worms start forming, you see a black spot, and you take off the spot, and you see the insect, and it's beginning to form, but this is still, it did not make in the vegetable, in the bean, it did not make a shvil to walk back and forth. It didn't move yet. If it didn't move yet, so then this is not so, it's not shayret. It's al ha'aretz, but it's not shayret. If it's not shayret, so memele, so there's no shayret. Then it'll be mutter. Let us see a little further. Look the Gemara weiter. Boy Rav Yosef, Pirsha Umeisa Mahu. Now here we can have a problem. What's Pirsha Umeisa? Amaslas. Machetz Lishosa, something that became wormy after the Tzlisha. Vishogi Lidivrei Akel. I mean, here we have Lukideus, Shmuel holds that it's called Sheiretz Alor. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about we have a Peri that first became wormy after the Tzlisha. Vishogi Lidivrei Akel. Pirsho mitoich apri laoretz. It was pirish from the pri laoretz. The loirichashov, and that did not move. Shemeso miyad benefiloso. That means it went out of the peri. It went on the oretz and had a heart attack, and it didn't. Was not capable to be roichish al haoretz. So what is this shayla? So this is Aboi of Rabbi Yosef. Pirsho meisa mal. So what is Rashi? Let's see the next Rashi. Mal. Mi amrinen, kiven deloi holcho, lav sheiret al haoretzu. So it wasn't sheiret al haoretz. You need sheiret al haoretz. This is not sheiret al haoretz. Oidume, Loi beinon shritze, or maybe you don't need shritze. Shairet hainu roichesh uminaneya. I mean, it moves our lords. So here, all of a sudden, we have here a suffix that Rav Yosef had. Maybe you don't need bechlau shritze. Maybe you don't do maloi beinon shritze. Maybe you do need shritze. Now, till now, all our Rashi's were speaking about, when Rashi ever spoke about, Rashi spoke about the Tzidiyosa, Tziv Shemisana Moisoi, Shem Tipala Talasa, Shem Tipala Mokhashev Yosovia, the Kivin the Rokhashev Aholcha Ktsas Alakashim, Masi Sheret Zoret, then it became Sheret Zoret. So Rashi said, you need, it should be Reuchish. Rashi said, it should be Reuchish. Rashi Biber also said, Boy, the Mechaberish, sorry, Vesula, till last lecho, the Kivin, the Mahaleches, Beseich HaKishus, the Mechaberish, Bekakum, Leches, Al Gabi Kalka. So Rashi said, for another portion, it has to be moving. And here, all of a sudden, Rav Yosef has a Shaila, maybe it doesn't have to move. Even the Tidmus, as soon as it was Peirish, it fell al Ha'oretz, so maybe that's enough. So, let's go a little further. We'll put that on hold, and let's go a little further. Pirsha Mesa Mahu. Mitzasa Mahu. A second Shailus. What happens if a Mitzas of the telas, it's leaving the peri, a mikzas went al haoretz, but roiv of the telas is still in the peri. Roiv of the telas, is that called, it was shoiretz al haoretz, then I see the telas is just a mikzas, so before is a chance to go roiv al haoretz, so I'll go need that before. Is this called Shairet al Haaretz, because Raiv of the Telas is still in the Peri. Or maybe not, as long as the Mitzvahs went out, it's called the Telas where Shairet al Haaretz. You need it in the Vrubay Kekulai, or do you say, no, as long as the Mitzvahs went out, it's called Shairet al Haaretz. Eidilme loy beinon shritz. Mitzvahs ma'am yihavi kekulai, eidilme beinon kula. Kula. Yimamish kula. Case number 3, La'avir ha'olam mahu. What happens, so Rashi says, La'avir ha'olam, pirsha mina pri tolush, La'avir. It went out from, it went into the avir. V'kaidim she'igiyah la'oret, kolta b'piv le'boila. So a person went and swallowed it. He went and swallowed it. before it reached the Oretz, it never ended up in the Oretz, a person swallowed this telas that's coming out from the peri. V'koydim shehigi la'oretz, kolta bepiv leboilo. He wants to swallow it. Now he has a shaila, is this called sheretz asheretz aloretz? Im timtza loima pirsha umeisa muteres. If you'll say, the first case, pirsha umeisa muteres mishum da'ena ru'uya lichesh. Could be, you don't need bepoil that it should be roichesh aloretz. But you need that it should be roi lilchosh. That means this was a telas that when it went out of the peri and it, and then it dropped dead on the carcass, it was never roi lilchosh. Could be there it's mutter. Avul chaya, the roi lilchosh. But here, this was an interesting maaser. Here, there was a live telas. That was roi lirchesh, before they had a chance to be roichesh al ha'oretz, someone went and swallowed it. But could be, this is sufficient. It could be you need, that it's roi lirchesh, it's also also. Or maybe not. Maybe you need bepoil, it should be roichesh al ha'oretz. So on all these three shailas is teiku. So again, in Rashi, we could say, Rashi was saying, Keseida, it's reichish in the kishes, it's reichish on the tzivyosa. I mean, could be Rashi is going to say it's zicharosa, the Moshe says he's over on sheretz asheretz aloretz, so Rashi did not want to go into shailas. So Rashi said it's speaking about it was roichish. If it wasn't roichish, so you have a shaila. That was a boy of Rav Yosef. But Taisvis said, Afilu we paskin like Shmuel, but if you find, in Poland, we find that, Kishishe Tliu, and it did not, Afilu we paskin like Shmuel, about the Kozman Shalai Richasha, so Zicha Bimutta. I feel according to Rabbi Yosef. He will be Mutta. We have to understand this. How the Taisus Lom Shat and the boy of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has a tzad, Pirsha Meisa, he has a tzad, it should be Osa. And here Taisus says, so even though it's not roi lirchosh, it's still also. So why should this be mutter? Pesach nicht. Boy Ravashi, legag tamro mahu. What if you have a telas that went out of the date and went on top of the date? Is that called pirish from the date? That means we said before by a keli with mayim, so the whole keli is called mokim gidulei. But could be by a date, the inside of the date is called mokim gidulei. When it goes out, and on the outside of the date, that's not called Mokim Gidulei anymore. Boy Ravashi, Ligag Tamro Mahu. Ligag Garinoso Mahu. What does Rashi say? Ligag Tamro Mahu. Mitoicho Pirsho Ligago. The worm went from the inside of the date to the roof of the date. Mi Amrinen Haino Rivise. The whole date is where the telas grows, so it wasn't pirish mimakim revisa. Oy dilma kisheret al gabi davar achadom. This is already the outside of the date is not considered mokim revisa. So mameilo biyose. That was shaila number one. Legag garinosa mahu intim tzoloima. Legag tamro kedavar achahu. That if it left the date and went on top of the date, that's called a davar achah. A bagag garinosa mahu, the gag of the pit inside the day. Kol teloim migarine haperi hengdelem. The teloim grow from the pits, and the Sichas Chulin has a picture that it seems they grow from the bottom of the pit. That could be that's mokim gidula. If it went to the top of the pit, could be that's called pirish mimokim gidula. Maybe yes, maybe not. That's the shaila. And then, third shaila, mitamra letamra mal. What if you have a twin tamra? They grew together, and it went from one tamra to the second tamra. Is this considered loy pirish? Is this considered loy pirish? Or because it's considered like one big tamra? Mitamra letamra mal. It did not go al gabo, didn't go on top of the tamra. Elo mizu lizu, that's the Rishash's girse. It went, here two tamras connected together, and it went from one tamra to the other tamra. Mi amrinen, kiven the lab hainu imo, this is not the place where it started growing, the twin tamros. So memela, so it's the sheiritz karinim boy. Oidilme avir ha'ilam beinam. In order to consider that it left mokim gedulai, it has to go out to avir ha'ilam. And since there was no avir ha'ilam beinayim, these were two twin tamros that were stuck. They stuck one to the other, so this is considered like one big tamra. It wasn't pirish lavir oilam, even though it wasn't nisgadol in the second tamra. The kulu betlushim boiluhu, and the shaila is by tlushim, by mechaborim. So I'm according to Shmuel B'Yosef Saiva, so we don't need all these things. It's called Sheiret Al Horetz. We're talking about Tlushim. So Tlushim Ba'oisei Peiri is Mutter. So the Shaila is this called, since it left the Tamra that it grew in, so could be it's called Pirish, or could be it's not called Pirish. So on this Shaila, the Gemara says, Taikuk.